Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, today our special guest is Barrett Schoest, who's done a wonderful job writing it. If you don't read her articles at her website, crossroad.to for Tonga, crossroad.to. Why, you really need to go there and read those articles. But we're going to be talking with Barrett today about, well, we're going to be talking about what's going on in the world and who's really in charge. Barrett, would you like to go ahead and pick up the story?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's amazing. We see a lot of changes taking place, but it's very difficult to put all the pieces together, and I'm trying to do that in this series of articles. And last time we talked, we discussed, the power of J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Carnegie's, and so on, within the whole realm of global politics. And just where they were headed, the socialist one world order that we've been discussing many times. But it's, you begin to see how far back the vision originated. And this time we're going to talk about treason in the church. Now that sounds harsh, but when you think of the meaning of treason, I looked it up in Webster's Dictionary to make sure that I was properly using that term, and the second and third meaning that it was given was the act or attempted act of working for the enemies of the state, betrayal of trust, disloyalty. And that fits exactly what's been going on in the churches. And I don't mean the teaching of biblical truth. You know, there are wonderful churches that haven't compromised and conformed to the new system. But what we're looking at, again, are the funding sources from Carnegie and J.P. Morgan, and particularly Rockefeller when it comes to the whole religious scene, going back 100 years when they first began to infiltrate the churches and bring about changes, redefining terms and so on. It's all been directed, and so we'll try to look at that whole web of intrigue and how churches have been changing over the last century.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that the message of the Christian church has changed, the music of the Christian church has changed, and now the establishment, these wicked people, the great wealth who are directing our country, are planning on actually using the churches to change and transform not only our society, but societies throughout the world. And in fact, there's been articles in Foreign Affairs magazine and certainly the World Futurist magazine. In fact, just yesterday, they had a seminar at 8 o'clock in the morning where people could call in and be on part of a conference call where they're going to be talking, and this is the Council on Foreign Relations, about religion and what's going on in the world today. So you know that they're going to be using religion increasingly to transform the world, but not for the better. So pick up the story there.
Well, let me just start by quoting what Rockefeller has been up to and what started again a century ago. And by the way, I have links to some of that material from that conference, and especially the person who is leading it, on our news page today in case anyone wants to just look into the Rockefeller position on religion. It's very interesting, and it fits right in with what we're talking about today. And I also think it's very interesting that the Council of Foreign Relations has become so open about what's doing. It's discussing a lot of issues openly. And yet, if you search the website, you find that that's their policy. It's sort of a, if you can bring issues that are controversial into the open, into the public arena where it can be discussed, you begin to get people used to the idea, and they toss it back and forth, the pros and cons.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barrett Schoest.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calvin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is here for this afternoon is Barrett Chose, and we're talking about the establishment's effort to use religion to transform our society, and these are people of great wealth, and they figure if they can manipulate the Christians, which they're doing today, and they can manipulate the Christian leaders, while the Christian leaders will manipulate the people, and then they'll have, of course, this support for their move towards war in the Middle East, towards an ever bigger government, and unfortunately, so many Christians and Christian leaders are falling into their traps. So you pick up the story there, Barrett.
Yes. Dr. Stan, there are two things I want to do. I want to give a little background information, but then I also want to quote from the committee on the congressional reports from the Committee on American Activities that was put together by the U.S. House of Representatives, 83rd Congress, in 1953, because here are testimonies from former communists that talk about communist infiltration into the church and what their goals and strategies would be. And, of course, we don't have time to cover all of that, but I want to get to that, and I wanted to mention that just to verify some of the things I'm saying in the beginning, explanations of what was going on back at the turn of the last century. This is all documented in Congress, so we're not exaggerating. But I'd like to start with just a quote by John D. Rockefeller, or not a quote by him, but it's a statement of what he is doing. And then I'm going to quote from David Rockefeller's memoirs, and you probably have shared that statement before with our listeners, but it might be worthwhile to repeat it, where Rockefeller says, some believe we, talking about the Rockefellers, are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and conspiring with others around the world to build more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. That's David Rockefeller writing in his memoirs.
Page 405, right?
Yes. Yes, I knew you would be familiar with it, but I think it's good to put it all in perspective, because here's what Rockefeller has been, what he has been doing, and you can go to his family archives, and from his family archives for the Rockefeller Foundations, I'm now quoting, Rockefeller provided support to about 220 churches and missionary organizations of his own denomination, which happened to be Baptist, by the way, as well as to 80 institutions of other denominations, to more than 160 social welfare and moral reform organizations and institutions, and to more than 100 schools and universities. So that's background information. We see that he has been sowing the seeds of socialism throughout the influential institutions, churches, and universities, but especially seminaries and colleges, because here's where they would train a small number to go out and to influence thousands of others, and that was the goal originally. It's almost like a pyramid scheme.
But Baird, why would people of great wealth be pushing socialism? Isn't socialism where you redistribute the wealth and, of course, you take it away from the wealthy and give it to the poor? Isn't that what socialism is all about?
Well, that's a noble picture of it, isn't it? But that's not the way it really works. What they're looking for is a world where everyone is equal except the elite leaders up at the top. And the system that's being created has nothing to do with that kind of socialism and equality. It has to do with creating equal level of poverty or equal level of subsistence, but again, a system where the elite leaders up at the top will control everyone, and the control system, I'm not sure we should get into that right now, but again, if you look at what's happening today in the churches, in the schools, in communities, everywhere, people are being controlled through continual assessments, like mental health screening, even before a child is born, the mother is checked. Is she mentally healthy? Does she fit the new prescription or standard for mental health, which means the right kind of thinking? Biblical absolutes wouldn't fit into the right kind of thinking, because you have to learn to flow with a dialectic process. Whether you're formally in the process or not, you need to think dialectically, always being ready to change your absolutes, your values, your beliefs, according to cultural changes, and those are manipulated by the people up at the top who are controlling the media and the schools and so on. And so, am I making this too complicated? Or
no, you're going fine. You just go right ahead.
Okay. Well, let's go back again to Walter Rauschenbusch. I'm probably not saying that right. He grew up in a German Lutheran immigrant family in New York. He studied theology at the University of Rochester, one of hundreds of educational institutions funded by John D. Rockefeller. So, again, you see some of the information that he is receiving. He pastored a Baptist church among poor immigrants in New York for a few years, and then he joined the faculty at Rochester Theological Seminary, which was funded by Rockefeller. And eventually he became, in 1902, he became the professor of church history. He wrote books with interesting titles, such as Christianizing the Social Order and a Theology for the Social Gospel. Now, behind his thinking and his writing was the techniques in higher criticisms that he had already learned. Socialist ideology is what he was teaching. And he has been called one of the greatest leaders who, in this whole socialist movement within the church, and who, quote, changed both the emphasis and the direction of American Protestantism. Now, this was back again at the beginning of the 20th century. Just to give you a glimpse of his theology, he taught a Jesus who would not come and save sinners from their sins, but as one who had social passion for society. Now, that word social passion should be a wake-up call because, again, the word passion has become more important than obedience to truth, knowing truth. Passion is sort of the key driving force along with purpose. Your purpose and your passion need to be worked together in the new church growth movement. And he and his communist comrades, and I really mean communist, and I'm going to, and all of this is documented in the article from this particular congressional report that I want to cite in a moment. But his comrades established a brotherhood of the kingdom, which was sort of a kingdom on earth, but they used a lot of biblical terms again to emphasize and to give credibility to what they were teaching and saying. It's interesting to look at their agenda. They were calling for and talking about a group of communists who would again lay the foundation, found the Federal Council of Churches, which became the National Council of Churches, the World Council of Churches. All of this has a have roots in this communist system. They were calling very early for political reform, ecumenical unity, social justice, which meant ending poverty, and you know that this is a big call, we've talked about that before, from churches around the world in all kinds of secular organizations, Bono, Rick Warren, all of these different people, the CFR, Time Magazine, all of them are standing together holding hands in this big movement to do away with poverty. Rauschenbusch uses words in order, again, to make this credible back then, just as leaders are doing today within the church. They're promoting this socialist movement and using words like redemption and regeneration as if they were talking in biblical terms, but everything has been redefined.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to actually be able to remove poverty?
Yes, it would. But what they're really pushing, I mean, they were talking, the big banner is end poverty. But what they're doing is they're pressing for an entirely new socialist world system.
And that's what's so important with them at charge. And they're not going to redistribute their wealth. They're going to destroy the middle class and create a new category of serfs. This is what it's all about. And using religion to push their socialist fascist program, because this is really what it's all about. A ruling elite and then everybody else enslaved.
Right. The problem is that people like Tony Campolo, Rick Warren, Bill Hybels, all of these leaders, familiar names that people respect, are jumping on this bandwagon. For example, Tony Campolo made this statement a couple of years ago. He said the gospel is not about pie in the sky when we die, you know, mocking the biblical promise. It's imperative that the up-and-coming generation recognize that the biblical Jesus was committed to the realization of a new social order in this world. Becoming a Christian, therefore, is a call to social action. Well, that's a total lie, isn't it?
Absolutely, and this is what they're doing, though. They're using these wonderful terms, and I mean, who's against helping the poor, or who's against doing away with poverty? But what they really want is just the opposite. They're going to impoverish almost everybody, so they'll be subservient to their new ruling masters, and there really is a plan, I believe, and I think you'd probably agree, to create a world authoritarian system under a new ruling elite.
Absolutely. That's what we're looking at. And I, in my next article in this series, I want to put more pieces together and get up to, you know, really demonstrate how the strategies that were planned 100 years ago are being carried out in the churches, and so that exactly what you're talking about is happening. I want to go back to Rauschenbusch again. He met with leaders of the Fabian Socialist Society in England. In 1907, the head of the Fabian leader at that time was Sidney Webb and his wife Beatrice Potter Webb. And I just might just mention that Fabians differ from the Marxists by being more patient. Marxists wanted violent revolution. Right
we're,
now...
We're out of time, Barrett. Hold your thoughts. We'll be right back. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Jan back here. We had a little power surge, lost all our power in the studio, so we're coming in over a different telephone. But right now we have Barrett's show, so Barrett, you pick up the story there.
Well, let's go back to Walter Rauschenbusch. He is key to understanding the problem right in the beginning. As I mentioned, he traveled to England, met with Fabian socialist leader Sidney and Beatrice Webb, and learned the various strategies for the peaceful transformation of the churches and the world through propaganda, infiltration of universities, seminaries, and churches. That was his goal. He came back with that intention. And then he worked together with his Fabian protege here in America, whose name was Reverend Harry Ward, and the two of them, with other comrades, established the Federal Council of Churches in 1908. And from then on, Ward, through his Soviet connections and very influential positions, became the main source of communist infiltration into the Federal Council of Churches, which became the National Council of Churches, and into Christian seminaries and churches where compassionate, unsuspecting pastors and congregation across the country bought into this propaganda. Because, as you said earlier, Dr. Stan, we want to help the poor. We want to bring God's love and truth to the people. The problem is that in this system, you bring your resources, but you don't bring truth. That's shut out because that doesn't fit. A key goal was to undermine biblical truth, and it would be done in many different ways. But one of the ways is simply to make it seem more tolerant and kind to everyone if you just don't mention the gospel, which is offensive to some people, to many people.
But
they don't
care
about sin and the cross and so on. And so they, of course, don't have access to the true gospel about what God did for us, his redemption and true salvation. That's shut out because, again, under this banner of tolerance, and tolerance was very key to the communists back in those days. And so, again, tolerance and very selective words, and yet lots of propaganda and reinterpretation of biblical words was part of bringing about this transformation. Now, if I may, I'll go to the congressional record, and can I just read some parts of it, Dr. Stan, because I think it's better if I read it so that our listeners can hear exactly what was testified under oath before the House of Representatives back in 1953. And why don't I just start? Robert Kunzig was the chief counsel of this committee, the Committee on Un-American Activities, and he was asking the questions. And I'm just going to look at the answers. There are many, many people who were...
Hello there. Hello.
Yes?
Okay, fine. Go ahead, Barrett. We just had a little electronic glitch, but we're back, and you go right ahead.
Okay. Did you hear what I was saying?
Yes. Well, you go right ahead.
Okay. So, Manning Johnson, who was formerly a top member of the Communist Party, would answer this particular set of questions asked by Robert Kunzig from the House of Representatives. Kunzig asked, the name of Harry Ward has appeared in so many of these various organizations and groups. It seems as though there's almost an interlacing tie-up through various sects and denominations. Have you any comment to make on the situation? And then Manning Johnson, the former communist, says, quote, yes, I have. Dr. Harry Ward for many years has been the chief architect for communist infiltration and subversion into the religious field. I might just mention that this is not the quote. Harry Ward was teaching Christian ethics at Union Theological Seminary, when, again, funded by the Rockefellers. He also presided over the Federal Council of Churches, and he chaired the American Civil Liberties Union.
And, of course, one of the other things is that one of the founders of the Federal Council of Churches was a man named John Foster Dulles, who was the American Secretary of State during the Eisenhower years, and he had a brother named Alan Dulles, who created the CIA, and then he was even on the Warren Commission to make sure that there was no conspiracy behind the murder of an American president. We'll be right back here with Barrett.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American at the Genesis Network, and of course with us is Barrett Schultz. We're talking about this communist infiltration of our seminaries, the Federal Council of Churches, but all of it being funded by the Rockefellers, who fund the Council on Foreign Relations, and certainly John Foster Dulles, one of the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations, having been one of the founders of the Federal Council of Churches. So here you see how the establishment is funding communism and utilizing communism. I'll never forget when Harry Ward died, you know, and I was subscribed to the communist papers at that time, as I still do, and all the communists were told to send a letter of condolence to Harry F. Ward's widow, you know, because, of course, we had lost one of the faithful comrades, or words to that effect. Here's one of the major professors at the Union Theological Seminary, which is pushing this whole socialist fascist agenda onto our churches across America.
Yeah, it's just amazing to think that this has been going on behind the scenes in this free country, and that there have been such a vast movement, invisible movement of people who wanted to destroy everything that we've treasured about our country.
But I think what is the most amazing thing is it's being funded by people of great wealth, by the Rockefellers, by the Fords, by the Carnegies, by the Mellons, by all of these people who of great wealth who want to destroy the fabric of our society and our Constitution and centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and then, of course, redistribute our wealth, but not theirs.
Right, exactly. In fact, they would gather more wealth. as we rest through stairs, and more control over the world's resources of all kinds, human resources as well as natural resources and made resources, and everything would be controlled through the minds of people, because you're going to have gatekeepers everywhere who would shut the door to those who don't embrace a new kind of thinking, the dialectic thinking, which is one of the most frightening things of all, because, and yet we don't have to be afraid, because God told us that in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, and he does reign over all of this. But I'll read a few more statements from this congressional record, if I may. I'd like to quote from page 20, it's 2170, and again, Manning Johnson is giving a report, and here he's actually quoting William Z. Foster, who was the General Secretary of the Communist Party at that time, and here, and Manning Johnson, of course, was a communist leader himself, but he came back to, he chose freedom in the end. So he says, here's how he quotes William Foster before Congress. He says, "Communists must ever be keen to cultivate the democratic spirit of mutual tolerance among the religious sects." And I want to stop just here for a second, because I want to remind our listeners that here are words that are being tossed around here that have become key to, again, the new way of thinking in schools, in churches, everywhere. Mutual tolerance. Don't ever be intolerant toward those things that God tells us in his word to avoid, for example. Tolerate everything, except for those people who don't flow with the system. You don't have to tolerate those people, because they're not with us. So you have a whole new group of in people and out people, and tolerance must be directed at everybody except the resistors of this new system.
Tolerate everything but intolerance.
Right, exactly. So William Foster goes on to say, "A still greater lesson for us to learn, however, is how to work freely with religious strata for the accomplishment of democratic mass objectives." Here are your purposes. He goes on, "A very serious mistake of the American left wing during many years has been its attempt to arbitrarily wave aside religious sentiments among the masses. Reactionary forces," and again, in, may I just mention that that refers to people like us, especially concerned Christians who won't go along. He says, "Reactionary forces have already been known to take advantage of this short-sighted sectarian error. In recent years, however, the Communist Party, with its policy of the outstretched hand, has done much to overcome the harmful left-wing narrowness of former years and to develop a more healthy cooperation with the religious masses." Now, this is Foster, the General Secretary of the Communist Party, saying that they have learned how to develop healthy cooperation with the religious masses. Again, we saw that it was done by infiltration, by reaching out to the leaders of society, the pastors and ministers, and training them in a new way of thinking, sending them out to their churches so, again, they can reach thousands of people with the new message. So Kunzig, the congressman who was asking the question, says, "Was deceit a major policy of the communist propaganda and activity?" And Manning Johnson answers, "Yes, it was. They made fine gestures and honeyed words to the church people, which could well be likened unto the song of the fabled sea nymphs, luring millions to moral decay, spiritual death, and spiritual slavery." Here you have the small group. The whole good idea of the small group, for example, is to welcome everyone. Every answer is, no answer is wrong. Listen to everybody, identify with everyone, blend together, and don't resist or criticize anything. And so, again, it seems very warm and open and friendly, and people have just been buying into this strategy across the country for decades. This particular congressional record was documented in 1953, so now it's more than 50 years after that, but this is all the more embedded in our churches today.
Amen to that. It's been 53 years since that happened.
Exactly. Right. Let me go to page 2201 and 2. And again, here we have Manning Johnson saying, the Methodist Federation for Social Service, or the Methodist Federation for Social Action, headed by the Reverend Harry Ward, whom I've already identified as a party member, was invaluable to the Communist Party, because through it, the party was able to get contacts with thousands of ministers all over the country. Quite a few ministers, for example, participated in the United Front, known as the American League Against War and Fascism. In fact, they were so deeply involved through Harry F. Ward that they became the spokesmen, the advocates, the builders, the leaders of this most important communist front that engaged in everything from simple assaults on the government to espionage, sabotage, and the overthrow of the government. Now, this is why I call this treason in the church, because clearly this was treason through the church, in the church, and through the church, in an attempt to influence people across the country and eventually change everything that America stood for.
Amen to that. And, of course, they were very, very successful. And, of course, you didn't have to have the Rockefellers and the Fords and the Carnegies and the Mellons and the others doing that, the DuPonts. Why, you got the communists to do it.
Right.
And they became the enemy, and everybody focused on the communists. Oh, it's those left-wingers at Harvard and the left-wingers in the New York Times and the left-wingers in Time magazine. They're the ones who are responsible. And, of course, it was never them at all. They were simply fronts for the real power elite who've always run our country.
Right. Here's another statement by Manning Johnson. Actually, Kunzig asks him, could you give us a summary of the overall manner in which the communists have attempted to infiltrate and poison the religious organizations of America whenever possible? And Johnson answers, quote, once the tactic of infiltrating religious organizations was set by the Kremlin, the actual mechanics of implementing the new line was a question of following the church movement in Russia, where the communists discovered that the destruction of religion could proceed much faster through infiltration of the church by communist agents operating within the church itself. The infiltration tactic in this country would have to adapt itself to American conditions. In the earlier stages, it was determined that only with small forces available, it would be necessary to concentrate communist agents in the seminaries and divinity schools. The practical conclusion drawn by the Red leaders was that these institutions would make it possible for a small communist minority to influence the ideology of future clergymen. The idea was to divert, this is really important here, the idea was to divert the emphasis of clerical thinking from the spiritual to the material. Instead of emphasis toward the spiritual and matters of the soul, the new heavy emphasis was to deal with those matters which, in the main, led toward the communist program of immediate demands. Now, I want to compare that with the purpose-driven church for just a moment, because that's exactly what's happening. We hear Rick Warren saying, I'll even quote the statement I want to compare it with. Rick Warren said, the First Reformation clarified what we believe. This Reformation is all about how we act and operate in the world. Unquote. Notice that here we're dealing with a total shift of focus. The old way was focused on what we believe. In other words, God's Word, knowing God through His Word, knowing His will through His Word, living by His Word, trusting in the Holy Spirit to work out His Word in us. That was key to Christianity. It was key to sharing His love with the poor people. This new Reformation has to do with, he says, behavior rather than beliefs, deeds rather than creeds, you know, all these clever phrases. But every time he restates that philosophy in different words, he's saying the same thing. And he's saying exactly the same thing that Manning Johnson was saying before the Congressional Committee back in 1953. It was divert the emphasis of clerical thinking from the spiritual to the material, unquote.
And 53 years later, why, Rick Warren went back to talk to the Council on Foreign Relations and UNESCO, which of course has always been a communist front organization.
Absolutely.
And the average American has no idea what's going on. As the vast majority of our churches are joining the church growth movement to proclaim that we are going to bring peace to the world, and we are going to bring do away with poverty. We're going to, you know, through our efforts, going to transform the world. They are, but not for the better.
Right. And they forget that in dealing with communism, whether it's Russian communist leaders, Chinese communist leaders, communist leaders in this country, or anyone who's bought into that philosophy, they don't speak the truth. They have learned to be total pragmatists. Whatever will serve their purpose, they will say. And truth doesn't matter because they have set aside all absolutes foundation, which means that it doesn't matter whether something is true or not. You say that which fits your purpose. That's truly being purpose-driven, isn't it?
It certainly is. Well, of course, we don't know what Rick Warren's motives are. Maybe they're very altruistic. Maybe he has lost sight of the vision of what Christianity was all about, because he's certainly successful, far more successful than any other minister I can think of. And now he's been chosen by Time magazine to lead the Christian church. Certainly, we see programs on the controlled television programs about how Rick Warren's going to transform Rwanda and other African countries, and this man of vision, what a tremendous opportunity he has to transform the world. And so many people are rallying to his cause, but is this the cause we should be following?
No, it's not, and I'm just so glad we can discuss this and share it with others. And bring this warning, because my heart really is a call to come back to truth. Let me just share. Maybe I can just share a couple of scriptures. I know we don't have a lot of time left. Let me just give, for example, one warning from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 and 15, which says we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Well, that's what we're up against right now, is a cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. And what the communist leaders like Ward and others pointed out is that many of the people they're reaching out for, is not necessarily those who will be firm followers of the movement, but those compassionate people who come along because it sounds biblical and it sounds good. Well, they're deceived if they believe this is good because it sounds good, because it's not. It has exactly the opposite end of what we would think. It isn't that concerned about the poor. The poor is mainly a smokescreen for stirring up compassionate followers. And the goal is not to share God's love, but to shut God out entirely. This tolerance and the freedom of religion that they decided they have to foster for a season is merely a way to get inside so they can change it, and then anything that's biblical Christianity will have to be totally shut out.
And I think that we're well on the way towards that point today. The Christianity is under attack, as we've said so many times. There is a conspiracy against God. They want to use, of course, the church to advance their goal and destroy our personal faith.
Right. I want to go back again to the last point that was made by Manning Johnson after the statement about diverting the emphasis of clerical thinking from the spiritual to the material. And then he says emphasis. He's talking about the emphasis was led toward the communist program of immediate demands. I believe what he's talking about here is the whole concept of felt needs. Let's find out what the people want and let's promise that, whether we intend to give it or not, will at least give us a feeling of meeting what they want and bringing them into the fold through the door of felt needs. Which, of course, we hear a lot about in the church growth movement now, too. Do a census, go out in the neighborhood, do a census, find out what people want, and then present what you have in the terms of what they want. So they think they will get what they want, and they will come and fill the churches. And of course, that becomes a lie too, because then the whole focus, again, is on the material rather than on the spiritual. Rick Warren goes on to say that churches that change are thriving and growing more effective. And you might ask, effective in what way? Certainly not in sharing the gospel, because that's being changed, distorted, and pushed out. He goes on and says, churches that refuse to change will miss the Reformation and are dying. And I know that biblical churches are having a real hard time right now. It's very hard to, in a society where this new way of thinking is infecting minds in every arena, in the workplace, in public schools, as well as in churches, in communities, every place, people are picking up this idea of universal tolerance. Don't say anything that offends me, because I'm not going to tolerate that. It's very difficult for churches to survive as far as in the congregation, but they are not going to die, because...
We're just about out of time. Our guest is Barrett Schoes. Her website, crossroad.to. That's crossroad.to. Go there. Learn. God bless. Thanks much. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, I hope you enjoyed our program with Barrett. She's going to be one of the speakers at our program. We're having Constance Cumby and Chris Pinto and other a great lineup of speakers on the 29th of October, and we do hope many of you out there will be able to come. That's all day long here in the Monterey Bay area at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. So if you'd like to come, why give us a call. We have to know how many are coming, and I guarantee it'll be a good time. That's 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 8927. And then, of course, we want to mention we're trying to put together a situation like we did before when we sold my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to get it printed. We'd like to get Dr. Cuddy's wonderful book, Secret Records Revealed. And, of course, this, you'll get a case of his books for $149.95 as well. There are 30 books in there, and, of course, they are going to have almost 300 pages with an index and an update. It's unlike the original. If you have an original one, you'll want to get this book as well. And you can sell them, do whatever you want to. You'll get the case of books. You'll actually get the 30 books for $149.95. It's a very important book. Secret Records Revealed. So if you're interested in doing that, and of course you're not going to get the books till they're printed, why, but you get a special offer right now. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We need about 50 people committing, and we'll go, and we've already got a fair number of them. Why, we're looking forward to actually getting that in print. If you'd like to, of course, understand the spiritual nature of the battle we're dealing with, you need to get Father Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil, and you can get my 4-tape set with Malachi as well if you'd like to, and of course you can get them separately or get them together as the Malachi Martin special. And then, of course, you need to get the 4-tape set on the supernatural, because there is another dimension. What do you think energizes these people of great wealth? Why do they have so much wealth and success? Why, many of them have sold their souls to the devil. And if you haven't seen the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. That's, they sold their souls for rock and roll. And these are the rock and roll idols, the people who make millions of dollars a year. And how many of them die at a very young age and of course, go to their tragic reward. You need to see these videos. I promise you, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again after you see them. And so many of the other things we have, like Rape of the Soul, like the Da Vinci Con, like the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, or Megiddo 1 or Megiddo 2. And certainly, if you want to understand how we brought Fidel Castro to power and kept him in power and who was responsible, you need to get my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith back, I believe, in 1980. And, of course, this is the uncut version of it. And, of course, we give you the whole background of the phony Bay of Pigs invasion and the phony Cuban Missile Crisis and how our State Department brought Fidel Castro to power. And if you doubt that David Rockefeller's daughter is a very close friend of Fidel Castro, that wonderful humanitarian Fidel Castro, who immediately killed 15,000 people after he came to power, but nobody ever called him a war criminal, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's David Rockefeller's memoirs. And then, of course, you want to get the video, oh, The World Revolution. That's The World Revolution. And there's so much more. If you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletters, we'll be glad to send you one. If you'd like to, of course, get our health catalog, because you really need to know what to take for your health. Or if you'd like to get, of course, our food catalog, because you better start laying in some supplies of food, we'll send those to you. Just give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. But remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, don't think a change in the dial. We'll be back here in just a moment.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. And, well, today our guest is John Stormer. And it was back in 1964 when John's book, None Dare Call It Treason, was released, and it sold about 7 million copies, had a profound impact on many Americans, including me at that time. And it really helped to get Barry Goldwater, Senator Barry Goldwater, nominated for the Republican nomination for the presidency. But then, of course, the entire media was unleashed because, you see, the media at that time was controlled just as it is now. And, of course, they destroyed Barry Goldwater. And I think he only got about 27 million votes, to an overwhelming majority, for a corrupt and evil man, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who'd, of course, assumed the presidency after the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Well, John, of course, has simply subsequently became a Protestant minister, and he's retired now, but that doesn't mean he isn't working full-time, trying as he was then to awaken the American people as to the true nature of this spiritual battle in which we're engaged. So, without further ado, John Stormer.
Dr. Stan, it's always a privilege to be with you.
Well, it's always good to have you, John. Please go ahead and tell us what you think is so important we should be talking about today.
Well, something that I've really gotten myself involved with just recently, and I got to confess I should have done this a couple of years ago, but I've been looking at and analyzing the Iraqi Constitution. Which, of course, after we moved in and they put down Saddam Hussein and helped to establish an interim government, a provisional government, and of course we had some people that were working with them to the goal being supposedly to establish a democracy in Iraq, which would be the first of the democracies in the formerly Islamic states of the Middle East. I remember, of course, when the discussions were going on about our input and our working with the Iraqis there to try to get a good constitution established for them. I believe it was Jay Leno who on his broadcast said one night, he said, "I don't know why we're putting forth this effort. Why don't we just give them our constitution? It's a perfectly good one, and we aren't using it anymore."
And that was, I remember him saying that, and it is really so true. We have the greatest constitution in the world, and of course, we're not using it.
That's right. And as I say, back a considerable time ago when their constitution was adopted and approved by their people, actually earlier this year, I got a copy of it. I downloaded it and put it on the pile of stuff that I got to get to.
I got a pile just like that too, but I never get to so many things.
But I did put it in my briefcase, and I was in Washington over the weekend and decided that this would be a good thing to spend some time on the airplane analyzing and I was surprised at what I find there, and it brings into question everything that we're doing.
Well, I certainly will. I think it's so important that the American people do know what is in the Iraqi Constitution. After all, probably 100,000 are men and women have either been killed or injured or lost arms and legs fighting for that Constitution to bring democracy to Iraq.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we're talking about the Iraqi Constitution, and those of you who don't know John Stormer, many years ago he'd written a book called None Dare Call It Treason that had sold 7 million copies, had a profound impact on American thinking back in 64, and John has been a minister for many years, and now he's retired, but he travels all over the country lecturing. And recently he's been analyzing the Iraqi Constitution. After all, we're over there to, to bring freedom and democracy. At least this is what the American people are told. We've lost 100,000 Americans now. That's about 2,900 Americans killed in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then probably the rest of them wounded. We've lost an awful lot of people wounded over there, and
16,000.
Right.
Think. Yeah.
And but then the other thing is that John is simply pointing out that in the Iraqi Constitution, which sounds very great, but the official religion is the Muslim religion. Now, what does that do to the Christians who used to live there? What about their rights? And, how can you have a free society when everything is to be directed by Sharia law? So you pick that story up.
Okay. It's, Well, just a little aside, we're facing the November election in Missouri, and a bunch of con artists are attempting to put into our state constitution the guarantee of the right to clone and do certain stem cell initiatives. Now, they start out saying the purpose of this amendment is to ban all cloning, but then they, as you get down into the definition sections, they change the definition of cloning so they can do what they want to do. And this Iraqi constitution does much of the same sort of thing, in that it has all sorts of good-sounding guarantees and provisions for the people, but then they redefine, and every guarantee that's given says except as defined by law. Now, in that way, the Iraqi constitution follows very closely the old constitution of the Soviet Union and the constitution of communist China, which gives freedom of religion and some of those other things, always as defined for the good of the state. And as we were saying, the Article 2 of this 139 articles in the Iraqi Constitution, which was adopted early this year, the first statement, Islam is the official religion of the state, and it is the fundamental source of legislation. In other words, the Quran and the Hadith, the commentaries on the Quran, is the basic law, you might say, really, is the real constitution that we're fighting and working to establish over there.
In other words, we're fighting to establish a Muslim theocracy.
That's exactly right.
But why haven't they told the American people that? We're told this is a democracy, not a theocracy, but that's really what you're saying, that the Constitution calls for?
That's exactly right. And after stating in the first article, the first statement of Article 2 is, Islam is the official religion of the state, and it is the fundamental source of legislation. And then it goes on and says, no law that contradicts the established provisions of Islam may be established.
Well, what about the Christians, though? I mean, what about their rights? I mean, because we still have we had 10% of the population were Christian before we went over to liberate them, and we're up to about 3% now.
Well, it comes down, the next statement here says, the Constitution, this Constitution, guarantees the Islamic identity of the majority of the Iraqi people and guarantees the full religious rights of all individuals to freedoms of religious belief and practice, such as Christians, Yazidis, and Mandi Sabaeans. But as we get further down into the document itself, it says that all religious endowments, now, as I read it and have been analyzing this, I think this means places of worship or funds that are devoted to the practice of religion, including Christianity, it says, is as regulated by law.
But the law is Islamic law.
That's right. So there's so much here that a casual reading would say, well, boy, this sounds pretty good. But what they give, then they take away. Just like the battle that we're doing here in Missouri right now over this whole stem cell research thing. But it goes on to say then, the Article 3, Islam is a country of many nationalities, religions, and sects, and is a founding and active member of the Arab League and is committed to its covenant. Iraq is a part of the Islamic world. So that tends to override all the so-called guarantees that you find coming down. Now, I haven't gone the step further. It says that they're an active member of the Arab League. And it goes on to say, and is committed to its covenant. Now, basically, in the Constitution they've adopted, they're in effect saying that the covenant of the Arab League, which is Islamic, would override their constitution and their legislation. It's an interestingly written document.
Well, why would we be sending our boys over there to fight and die to establish an Islamic Republic?
Well,
I mean, it was a secular republic before that, where everybody could worship as they wanted, and it seems like we replaced a secular republic, a non-denominational republic, with a Muslim theocracy.
Ultimately, that's where it's going to be.
But do you think the president understands that he's sending our boys over to fight and die there for an Islamic republic?
Well, I think a good question to ask would be of the president and a number of these other people and some of the news media people and some of the neocons. Have you, number one, ever read the Iraqi Constitution? They probably haven't read that any more than they've read ours. And secondly, do you understand what this is saying? In other words, there's this nice overall view that gives, but then it limits and takes away. There's a phrase here, for example, that... It bans the participation in this new government of the Saddamist Baath. That was Saddam Hussein's government. And its symbols, regardless of the name that it adopts. And it may not be a part of the political pluralism in Iraq. In other words, we're going to have a democracy, but certain people can't participate. And then it says, then there's this phrase that shows up all through this Constitution. This will be organized by law. I'm riffling through here some of this. Here in Article 19, it says, for example, that the accused is innocent. This is in the judicial section, is innocent until proven guilty in a fair trial. And the accused may not be tried for the same crime a second time after acquittal. Now, that sounds good. But then there are five additional words, unless new evidence is produced. Now, under our system, which incidentally has a biblical basis. The whole concept in our Constitution that somebody can't be retried for anything that they've been acquitted of, been tried and acquitted and found not guilty, that has a very biblical basis. In fact, our assurance of salvation, we cannot answer for any of our sins. God can't make us answer for any of our sins. Once we have put our faith in Jesus Christ and trusted that Jesus already took those sins, was found guilty, and was executed
for
the sins of each one of us. So much of our Constitution, as we try to spell out and show in the book Betrayed by the Bench, has a sound biblical basis.
Incidentally, we do carry that book, but you know, John, they've gotten away from that here, because if the federal government wants to get you and you're tried in a state court for a state crime, then they'll turn around and you're
exonerated. They'll try you for a violation of somebody's civil rights.
Yeah, they'll come back, they'll try you for a federal crime.
Right.
Or as they did with O.J. Simpson, he was, you know, they got him off, you know, whether you agree or not. He was tried by a jury of his peers and was found innocent on criminal charges, and then they brought him up on civil charges. So they can keep coming back again and again and again. And if they don't get to the second time, they'll get to the third or fourth. So we've turned our back on these biblical principles. And, of course, this
same article here, the proceedings of a trial are public unless the court decides to make it secret.
We'll be back here in just a moment with John Stormer. But remember, this is what your boys and girls are fighting and dying for over there. And, what, 10 to 16,000 killed or wounded so far? And how many more are going to die as this goes on and on and on?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and John has been talking about what the Iraqi Constitution guarantees. It guarantees everybody has the right to work, just like if they had the right to work in the Soviet Union or any communist state. They have the right to work, And of course, you have a right to almost a guaranteed income, which is what we really have here in the United States. Do you realize that if you don't make enough money working, the government will give you money back, part of your federal income tax return? Only it's maybe far more than you ever paid in. You get all the money you paid in, plus more money because you have a guaranteed income here in the United States today. These basic socialist concepts. The Iraqi Constitution gives you the right to own property as long as it's according to law, in other words, what the state says. You have freedom of movement in the country as long as it's according to law, and they really determine whether you'll move. They want to reform the economy, and by reforming the economy, then the business will work with government to harness the resources of society. What they're describing is a fascist system, a partnership between business and the state. America is different. America was a unique nation because the power of the state was to be limited. And that's what the Bill of Rights was, limit the power of the government. That's what the entire Constitution was, limit the power of government so men could be free and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property would be taken care of at the state and the local level. Not in the Constitution we forced on Iraq. It is basically a fascist constitution where the state regulates everything. Would that be a fair assessment, John?
That sums it all up.
Okay. But the American people aren't being told what we're fighting for over there. We're told, what isn't it wonderful? Look at those people holding up their ink finger. They've risked their lives to vote for democracy. Most of them have never read the Constitution any more than I bet very few of our congressmen or senators have read the Constitution that we're sending our boys off to fight to enforce. So pick the story up, John.
I should go through this. The state guarantees the encouragement of investments in the various sectors. This will be organized by law.
In other words, we will determine how money is invested and who gets the money and which of our favorite cronies get the money.
That's right. Article 28, no taxes or fines may be imposed, amended, exempted, or pardoned from, except in accordance with law. So the Constitution should be the ultimate authority. But all the way through, they give these guarantees that sound good, but then they limit the application of them. It's the same way I had a young man that I had a part in his life and ministry and development. He had an opportunity to go to communist China back about 10, 12 years ago with a Republican group that was going over there to really get brainwashed. But he ended up with 3 hours with the number two man in the Communist Party there. And he knew how to ask the questions. Now, do you have freedom of religion? Oh, yes, we have freedom of religion. People, our Constitution guarantees that anybody can believe anything they want. But then he said, can they practice in accordance with their beliefs? Oh, no, that would be a violation of the best interests of the state. So, and as we know, the old Russian Constitution, the old Soviet Constitution had all sorts of beautiful rights, many of them written into the UN Declaration of Human Rights with the same limitations.
Always according to law, whereas here in America, the law was to restrict the laws so men could be free and all these others, so to expand the laws so men can be controlled.
The direction we're going here, Article 31, every citizen has the right to health care. The state takes care of public health and provides the means of prevention and treatment by building different types of hospitals and medical institutions. In other words, they have total socialized medicine there. And then it says, individuals and institutions may build hospitals or clinics or places for treatment with the supervision of the state, and this shall be regulated by law.
Right. And, of course, everything, of course, to expand the power of the state over every aspect of human endeavor, including health care. And believe me, when any government that can take care of you from the cradle to the grave has got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And any government that can provide whatever you need has got to be able to take whatever you have. And we've taken what was before, a people who were ruled by a ruthless dictator, and now they're going to be ruled by a ruthless state. Only there'll be no freedom of religion as there was before. And there was freedom of religion. The Christians could practice a religion, but we've replaced that with Sharia law. Isn't it wonderful what democracy can bring?
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radionivity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the Radionivity Health Catalog.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, and certainly John Stormer, is pointing out the fact that the Iraqi Constitution guarantees the right of freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and except according to law. In other words, it starts out according to law, and then after they said according to law, then, of course, you have all these things, as long as it's lawful. Well, how can you have freedom of speech or freedom of, of expression or freedom to assemble as long as it's lawful? We have that inherent right to assemble and redress of our grievances, and Congress would pass no law that would restrict that in any manner or means, whereas this Constitution is exactly the opposite. Would that be a fair statement, John?
That's a good way of saying it, exactly.
Okay, you pick up the story there.
Okay, there's one more little section in spelling out all these freedoms that... the freedom of religion and expression and public assembly and all the rest, in accordance with law. But subparagraph D in Article 36, then, listen to this. Every Iraqi has the right to engage in sports, and the state should encourage its activities and promotion and will provide its necessities. In other words, that's the direction we're going, where we're looking to have the state and the taxpayers provide for sports stadiums and the other things that are considered to be necessities for the right of everybody to engage in sports.
And, of course, the whole thing is a great distraction to keep our attention away from the fact we're losing our freedom here at home. And, of course, keep the Iraqi people entertained. Maybe they won't realize how miserable they really are. This is the same sort of thing that happened in ancient Greece and Sparta. You know, where the emphasis was on sports and the Olympics and all of these things as simply a cover for the tyranny that was imposed upon them. I guess there's nothing much new under the sun, is there, John?
No, there's always been, well, government has always been used to limit the exercise of God-given freedoms and activities.
But we were the first country that ever acknowledged that our freedoms came from God, and that was laid out, as you put so well in your book, you know, betrayed by the bench. That was brought out in the Declaration of Independence, which was the Articles of Confederation of our Constitution. And so the Founding Fathers said, we had these normal rights. They came from God, and the Bill of Rights was to limit those powers of the federal government so they couldn't interfere with our God-given rights. Everybody understood that, you know, 200 years ago. Isn't it strange we don't understand that today? In fact, the Supreme Court won't even allow us to teach our kids, you know, about creation or God or prayer or anything having to do with religion in schools.
And we're becoming they don't really let them teach the Declaration of Independence.
Of course not. They wouldn't want them to know that our freedom came from God.
Right.
Well,
get down into this here, the section on religion. The followers of all religions and sects are free in A, the practice of religious rites, including spells out some of the Shiite religious ceremonies. Doesn't say Sunni ones, though. B, management of the endowments. That would mean the assets of a religious group, its affairs and its religious institutions. But then it says the law shall regulate this. Again, it gives, then it takes away.
All power to the state, and that's what our boys are fighting for.
And there may not be a restriction or limit on the practice of any rights or liberties stipulated in this Constitution, except by law, or on the basis of it, and insofar, and the basis of the law is Islam, and insofar as that limitation or restriction does not violate the essence of the right or freedom. That's a bunch of double talk. People read it and say, boy, that sounds pretty good, but you got to read these things always very skeptically. And then I want to get down to here the Council of Representatives. That's like their Congress. And then they elect a prime minister and cabinet officers and so forth. And it says that these Congress people may direct questions to the prime minister and the ministers on any subject within their specialty, and they, the prime minister, may answer the members' questions. You know, I've worked with our legislature quite a rest, and the thing you always look at in any bill, does it say may or shall? And very often what we do is when there's a bill that's in the process of going through that we don't like and has some authority to government that we don't like, we always work to change the shall to may. And that gives the out, you know. And it guts the provision, basically. And then I want to get to, I'm flipping through page after page here and have things marked up, but on the duties of the President of the Republic and so forth. And of course, they say they have a republic, but then,
they have a People's Republic of China, too, but it's not really a republic.
That's right. Okay, you get into Chapter 3. They have the three branches of government, as we do, spelled out in our Constitution. The executive, the legislative, and they combine the two. And then you have the judicial. And in Chapter 3, called the Judicial Authority, Article 4 says the judicial authority is independent, and they have their various types and so forth, and assume the authority and issue decisions in accordance with law. Now, that's fine. But on the provisions on who can be a judge, the federal Supreme Court shall have jurisdiction over the following: oversight of the constitutional law, of the regulations in effect, and so forth. And but then it says, after it says that the federal Supreme Court is an independent judicial body financially and administratively, in other words, they apparently can say how much they want. The second provision there of Article 39 says this, and this is the key: the federal Supreme Court shall be made up of a number of judges and experts in Islamic jurisprudence. In other words, this gets back to the fact that the supreme authority there is Islamic law. And it reinforces that original provision that basically says you're not going to have really any real democracy.
And you're not going to have any real freedom in Islam.
No real freedom.
What we've done is taken a place where people did have an element of freedom, and we've totally replaced that with the total tyranny that they had, you know, in Afghanistan under the Taliban, really.
That's right. We've got, just a few more. Article 100. The Central Bank of Iran. It's probably hooked up with the Federal Reserve. The Board of Supreme Audit, Communications and Media Commission, and the Endowment Commissions. And I think, as I understand, that word shows up, that's the oversight of any property, are financially and administratively independent institutions. A law shall regulate the work of each of the three institutions. So,
who makes those laws? They don't quite tell you, do they?
Well, there's this Council of Ministers, and they have to make the laws, in that all legislation shall be in accordance with Islamic law.
Right, okay. So basically, you don't really have your law laid out in your constitution as we do. The law is really based upon the Islamic law, which, of course, will be determined by the council, and everybody will be subject to it.
And then, you know, I said originally that it establishes a total socialist state. You get down to Article 108, and Article 108 simply says oil and gas are the ownership of all the people of Iraq in all the regions and governments, like the states. But oil and gas are the ownership of the people of Iraq, but how many of them get to say, I own stock in this, or it basically puts all the assets in the hands of the government, which comes up pretty well to say that's a socialist state. And certainly when they're guaranteeing the right to work and the right to medical care and the ownership of all the hospitals and all the medical everything. Oh, and it goes a little further, too. Article 110. Article 110 says that the government has the power to formulate and organize the main internal water sources policy in a way that guarantees fair distribution. This will be organized by law. So all of the water, all of the assets are in the hands of the state.
And, of course, what happens if you object to what's going on? They can very well go ahead and turn off your water. And who would you appeal to? The state.
That's right.
I think it is so difficult for the American people to really realize what we have done over there to a country where, at least previously, even though they had a ruthless dictator there, well, we've got ruthless dictators in Kuwait, and they've got them in Saudi Arabia, and they've got them in Pakistan, and certainly they do not have really freedom at all in Afghanistan. The man we put in there is simply a puppet. He used to work for UNICAL, and Mr. Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, was appointed to be the president by us. He was a UNICAL, worked for an American oil company. And, you know, I think that the American people are being bamboozled into think that we're really out there to improve the living conditions of the Iraqi people.
That's right. This Constitution grants states rights. Like, well, we have Articles 9 and 10 in the Bill of Rights. But Articles 116, they recognize that they have regional governments, and they say the region shall adopt the constitution that defines the structure of the regional government, its authorities, and the mechanisms of exercising these authorities, provided that it does not contradict this constitution.
How different that is from our 10th Amendment, which limited the power of the federal government and said the federal government will have no powers unless it's been specifically given it by the states, and any power that has not been specifically given to the Congress will be reserved to the states and to the people. Doesn't sound like much is reserved to the people here.
No, there's an overall look. It would be nice to find out who the representatives were that we sent over there, the experts we sent over there to help them develop their constitution.
It must be the same people we sent over there to help destroy their army and destroy their police force and destroy their civil service and create the situations that led to civil war. Probably they're the same ones that supervise this constitution. People who really believe in socialism rather than individual freedom.
We have an election coming up here in 40-some days, and I would encourage, people who attend my meetings or listen to your program or other opportunities we have, I challenge people that when these elected officials or those that want to be elected are out working and looking for voters, they're a little open to the public. One of the things that I always ask, of course, is, now, when you're elected, you're going to be required to raise your hand and swear to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution.
Of the United States, right?
Of the United States. And the question I usually ask is, when was the last time you actually read and studied it? But a thing that we could add to this would be, have you heard, what about the Iraqi Constitution? Do you know anything about it? And you just might get a few people that might get elected that might begin to think about it and raise some questions about it.
And why we are doing what we're doing over there. John, before we go on, I do want you to get your website out, and people could know how to get in touch with your ministry, because we're drawing to a close here.
Well, it's very simple, libertybellpress.com.
Libertybellpress.com, right?
Right. The publisher of my books and the activity through which I've carried out my work for a lot of years.
And, of course, John, of course, we still have the we have copies of the original book, None Dare Call It Treason, the updated book, None Dare Call It Treason, 25 years later. The book entitled None Dare Call It Education, which is excellent. Betrayed by the Bench, which is great. We have a number of videos that John has made on what the dead communists are doing now. And, of course, they're alive and well working in Washington, D.C., pushing socialism here in America. And then, of course, but anyway, we do. What are those three videos that you have?
The three videos, number one, what are the dead communists doing in the world today? The war against our culture through the schools, the biblical basis for our Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
Boy, that's something they sure would never teach in our schools today, or even in college.
And they're those three videos are they give you a good foundation, and they are available. I guess you have them on the VCR.
Yeah, we are, have them on VCR. Have you put them on DVD yet?
Yes, they're available now on DVD.
All right, very good. Well, of course, we'll tell our listeners later how they can get them through us. I think it's so vitally important that people understand the Iraqi Constitution. Have you actually written anything on this, or is this one of the first times you've talked about it?
I've just been doing it. I've read it on an airplane last weekend.
Well,
I'm going to be writing on it. Yes.
Well, I hope you will, and I think it's so vitally important. In fact,
I have that newsletter that comes out periodically, Understanding the Times, and we'll have an issue of that on the Iraqi Constitution.
Well, we certainly want to get
anybody that would like to have a free sample copy, if they just write to me, John Stormer, Box 32, the address on my books, Florissant, Missouri, and we ask for a sample copy of the newsletter.
Give that address one more time, John.
John Stormer, Post Office Box 32, Florissant, Missouri, 63032. That's the post office. That's the address on any of my books.
All right, fine. And if you didn't get, that's why we can get it through Radio Liberty. But John writes a fascinating newsletter, but all of his material is reliable. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with John Stormer. And what we've done is we've taken a secular dictatorship and we've established an Islamic dictatorship. Only now they can lop off heads and hands and feet and all of those things. Saddam Hussein was a wicked individual, no question. But did you know that we kept him in power? If you haven't read the book, See No Evil, written by the CIA, the top CIA official in Iraq in the mid-1990s. We carry the book, See No Evil. You need to read it. And it will tell you, of course, what really happened on 9-1-1. It will tell you how time and again the Iraqi military tried to overthrow Saddam Hussein. And we wouldn't let them. We betrayed the Iraqi who were willing to risk their lives to get rid of this ruthless dictator and make a better life for the Iraqi people. And now we're installing in a radical Islamic state. If you'd like a copy of this program today with John Stormer, why, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. About 2,900 American boys and women have died over there so far, and probably there are another 10,000, 15,000 casualties, and over 130,000 Iraqi civilians have died. And how many of those additional casualties, and then of course the depleted uranium that were contaminated that country with, is this really the Christian sort of thing to do? Is it Christian if now we're going to go over and, of course, attack Iran when we brought the Ayatollah's government to power back in 1979? And I would like to suggest that nothing is as it appears to be. There is almost a cosmic script that's being written, and I fear that we're being drawn into simply another war. If you'd like, of course, to understand the forces that work behind the scenes, that really run the world, you need to get Dennis Cuddy's book, Secret Records Revealed. Only it's out of print. However, we're going to get it back in print if you'll help us. And you can do that by pledging to buy a case of his books. There'll be 30 books in the case for $149.95. But it's almost 300 pages, and it's got an index, and it's got it's updated, and it's a very important book. That's Secret Records Revealed. You make your pledge now. Of course, you'll get the book when we get them printed, if we get enough people to support us. That's Secret Records Revealed. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, and you get a case of Dr. Kennedy's books, and you can do whatever you want to with them. And then, of course, we also want to remind you about our all-day seminar on the 29th of October, and we're going to have Constance Cumby, we're going to have Chris Pinto, we're going to have Barrett Schoes, and Michael Shaw, who's here in the Santa Cruz, writes extensively and talks on sustainable development and Agenda 21 and the fastest plan in America. So if you're going to come, we'd love to have you. You're going to have to make your reservations because we're going to be serving lunch. So call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to seriously consider getting my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And it will give you an understanding of the spiritual forces behind what's going on. You certainly want to get our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. There are three of them, all three of them together, only $9.95. You want to get Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil. And, of course, it's the story of five exorcisms. And then you'll want to get my interviews with Malachi Martin. You get those at reduced rate if you and the Malachi Martin special. Our four-tape set on the supernatural. Our four-tape sets on 9-1-1 update, what really happened on 9-1-1. You certainly could get my pamphlets on Foreknowledge 9-1-1 and the book we mentioned earlier that tells about how our government kept Saddam Hussein in power all through the 1990s when the military kept trying to overthrow him. Could that really have happened and you never heard about it? Again, the book is See No Evil. And then, of course, where did this radical form of Islam come from? That's a book called The Devil's Game. And 1-800-544-8927, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
...35 miles from Tampa, where, according to the sheriff, the man bolted into the woods during a traffic stop and later began shooting. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd has the details.
Shots were fired. Numerous shots were fired. As a result of that incident, two of our deputies have been shot, the canine's been shot, and the suspect's still at large.
He says they will find the suspect.
We will bring him to justice. The sooner the better.
His stepmother says she has no record of any past trouble involving the gunman who stormed the Colorado High School yesterday. Dwayne Moore.